Uh-huh. Pretty much.
Hey guys. We're on episode 103.
I was expecting to hear his feet come running up to the mic. Dunk, 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 dunk. Hey everybody.
We made it.
Looks like we made it.
List me's this week's. This is Ryan Salarosa's.
Yo.
Dylan Roush.
Hi.
And Gabe Philbin.
Mm-hmm.
What are we talking about, Gabe?
Let's get to it, Gabe.
Oh, GTA! I got GTA! Like...
It's here?
Yeah, it arrived last night.
Oh, wait. Why don't you know this until now?
Because I was watching Broncos and the Raiders.
Oh.
He had given up on GTA.
Yeah, he just gave up.
It was just out there somewhere.
Waiting.
It is here.
Now, now Dylan gets to go find his, I guess, video game counterpart, Trevor.
What? That was a lot of struggling for a setup there, Ryan.
I was just trying to find the word.
Flawless
execution.
You know, I don't even see it as a joke. I think Ryan's just stating a fact, probably.
Yeah, I kind of am.
Well, I never said joke. Bro. I never said joke.
Yeah, you did. As a matter of fact, you used the word. You used the word joke.
I did?
Yeah.
See.
I'm drunk.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not. I'm just stupid.
Just kind of dumb.
Yeah. I'll buy that for a dollar.
Well, the main thing we can talk about this week is SteamOS. Steam all day. All day every day. Steam all week.
Steamed carrots.
SteamOS.
I'm excited for SteamOS.
SteamOS. SteamOS, the first in the series of three announcements that Valve has coming out this week. And this one was announced yesterday on Monday as an operating system for
Steam. Who's excited?
To kind of expand upon the big picture mode that they brought last year. So like more easy access to like living room, all that good stuff. And it's also Linux based and totally free forever.
Well, yeah, if it's Linux, it's probably going to be free.
Yeah.
I think they've already said it's going to be free.
Yeah. They said it's free forever.
There's only a few versions of Linux that charge anything. So,
So it's like Batman forever.
It says it's going to be available soon, but they were also like teasing the year 2014, so I don't.
That's less than five months.
Yeah, I guess.
That's only like 4 months
it
away
is,
now.
It is October almost. Time, man.
Yeah. If it's October, it'll be October in what, a week, which means that's like 3 months, 2 months, really.
I'm pretty excited because I already run a dual boots Linux and Windows, so I can just replace that either Windows or Linux with SteamOS now. Because honestly, the only thing that keeps me from having Linux as my main operating system is a lot of companies don't support it, and drivers are kind of a pain in the ass.
And if like you're trying to play a game that isn't supported by Linux. Just yet, it lets you like stream the game from your Windows computer to the SteamOS machine.
There we go.
Which seems a little cumbersome. It would have been. I mean, I'm sure eventually, especially with them having an operating system that's Linux based, they're gonna get more games that run on Linux. But
so I have a question.
Mm.
I have a PC that's basically just forgotten about. Like I don't use it at all. Mm. Can I just install this OS on it and just use it for Steam and plug it into the TV forever? Is that
Well, you don't have to plug it into TV. You can, yeah. But yeah, that seems to be like one of the pushes behind this.
It looks like they've according to this in Steam OS they've got performance increases in graphic processing, and now they're working on audio and input latency. which is pretty cool, but that doesn't, I mean, that doesn't really answer anything for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, from what I understood,
it says living room in Steam. Basically, this is meant to run in your living room.
Yeah, but like, if you can stream non-Linux games to your TV through it, doesn't that mean you can just plug that TV?
Oh yeah, you just use that box as a streaming box, essentially.
Yeah,
exactly. So it turns
that into like a console, pretty much.
It'll sit next to your TV, and basically you'll play whatever you want right on your TV.
And then Bob's your uncle.
Yeah, but I guess what he's saying is, like, he could stream the stuff from his PC that's better through that.
Oh, so, I think by... Okay, right. Okay, here it says right here, just turn on your existing computer and run Steam like you always do, and then you take your the machine that you have Steam OS and stream it. So yes, if you you can use two computers, one that has the game installed and it's Steam installed, and then the other system in your living room has Steam OS.
Hooray.
There you go. That answered your question right there.
I'm full of questions.
Whole question.
Well,
yeah, it's pretty cool.
I think
so,
that's always
like,
been
that,
Javi's
it's...
main thing, right? Is, can I play my computer while on my couch?
Yeah, so, like, from that, it sounds like you don't have to do anything on your Windows desktop or anything other than just have Steam open, and if it's on the same account, you'll have access to that game.
Yes,
which would
be
pretty cool.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
But I'm curious, is this, like, they call it an OS, so, like...
Mm-hmm. It's an operating system.
It is the operating system.
Yes.
It's turning a PC effectively into a console and nothing else.
If it's a Linux-based one, I'm sure you can do other shit other than Steam, but it's going to be built focused on Steam.
Yeah.
Right.
So I guess you could kind of say it's a, like, think about it like a PS3 that you install Linux on. Like, you can use desktop.
For my purposes, I look at it as a way to take these pieces of hardware, I have all these outdated PCs that I would never use as a fucking computer, you know, because I have awesome versions of those.
Oh, yeah, your Jet
Engine. I have all this hardware just sitting around, and this lets me turn them into a console, into a Steam box.
Yeah, right? Totally. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you're streaming a game, then you don't have to worry about... It doesn't sound like you'd have to worry about what the graphic capability of your Steam box is.
Well,
just
like,
whatever your computer, your PC...
For the most part, the Steam games that I have are not powerhouse games. Like, they're not stuff that requires a crazy graphics card or processing. So, you know, to play like these indie games or, you know, smaller games, they'd be... fine just running off the console too.
Yeah, just you don't, most Linux distros you don't really need a hardcore machine for. You can run it off like a piece of shit. So I don't know how, like, I've run Mint on literal pieces of shit. Like, I plugged it into a turd and it booted.
You can do that?
Well, I boot a lot of these from USB, so they can't be very big because it's only an 8 gig USB key. So yeah, you can get a small hard drive, like a 40 gig hard drive, and run it from that probably.
Another like there are four features that they're pimping out for this thing, the in-home streaming that we just talked about. Music, TV, and movies. So like that, like a library and media service for all those, which is kind of cool. And maybe if it's Steam, they will be cheaper because Valve is cool. I don't know. It's just
probably.
Just go ahead and say that it'll all be free.
Yeah, it's all. It looks like the family sharing thing is gonna be built into it as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that family sharing that they like introduced, or they haven't like brought it out yet. I think it's in beta,
I don't think it's gone to beta quite yet. But
you can sign up for the closed beta.
Yeah, okay. I'm signed up right now.
Yeah, I think it sounds like that's going to be introduced when this comes out.
That's a good guess. I think this is Valve's answer to all the new consoles coming out.
I guess so. Yeah,
I think it's them entering the console wars is completely incognito, like saying, "Well, you provide
your
own
hardware."
You don't
need a console.
Yeah, you provide your own hardware, your own console.
Here's the software.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's genius. You can spend what you want. I like that because you can spend exactly what you want, or you can spend. That's cool.
Or there's a chance you probably, like Javi does, have something sitting around. Yeah.
I don't know how advanced these like graphical enhancement features are going to be. Like if it can turn. Like some terrible fucking computer, I think.
They'll be probably just optimized for it.
But with the streaming thing, you won't need that. With that,
yeah.
But you have to have something
that can run it. Unless it's going to be running on like
yeah,
a cloud.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, the chances are that people have a lot of people have machines sitting around. Like, people who play PC games tend to have things sitting around. So there's a good chance someone has a clunker sitting somewhere that might be able to serve as their streaming box while their current desktop runs the game.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Avi, do you still have your jet engine laying around?
No, that thing was enormous, but I put the innards of it into a smaller case, so yes, kind of. I have the spirit of it.
Oh, okay. The non-melted part?
Yeah.
let's see, what else is there? And then the last is family options, and it says... The living room is family territory. That's great, but you don't want to see your parents' games in your library. Soon families will have more control over what titles get seen by whom, and more features to allow everyone in the house to get the most out of their Steam libraries.
Oh my god, so, I'm going to download all the anime games and put them right on so everyone feels awkward in my house.
Yeah, that feature is whatever, really. If you don't want to see the people have like Custard's Last Stand or whatever the fuck that game is.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Were you born in the 60s?
Yeah.
Old?
Surprise.
I don't get it.
But yeah, I mean, this is a pretty cool announcement that they start the week with. Do you think like tomorrow they'll have a designated console for it?
Wasn't that announcement yesterday?
What? The designated console?
The SteamOS.
Yeah, SteamOS was yesterday, but they have another one tomorrow and then another one on Friday. This is part one of a three-part series.
It's going to be Hat City.
Well, Gabe, what if we did some investigative journalism?
Well, the thing is, all of these are being released on, what is it, steam.com/livingroom. So I imagine all the announcements will be tied to that and probably not some game.
Gabe,
not Half-Life
3. Why don't you go walk to Bellevue and kick down the door of Gabe? Gabe kicking down the door of Gabe and find out
some hot Gabe v Gabe action.
No,
and then you can walk in and be like, "I brought some Valvita cheese."
I hate you. I hate you so much.
But all right, so we're gonna go off speculation. We look at these icons that they show for the announcements. We're moving away from that joke, Dylan. You need to stop. You need to collect yourself.
Malvita cheese.
Okay, so there are three icons on their, like, reveal website. The first one is all lit up now, and it's just, like, a circle within a circle. The next one is a circle within two brackets, and then the last one is, like, a circle plus another circle. So, Steam OS is that circle. So I'm gonna guess the next one is Steam Box, because it's within brackets making a kind of little box thing. You know, these are very good predictions I have. And then the third one, maybe like a cloud service, like a Steam OS to Steam OS. I don't know. Or Half-Life 3. It's totally Half-Life 3.
Probably Half-Life 3.
I can't wait for that.
Mm.
Yay.
So yeah, in 14 hours and 11 minutes, we will see.
From the recording of this podcast.
From 15 minutes and 20 seconds into this.
It'll probably
recording.
Already be announced by the time, it's out. Gabe yep. fucking edits this.
You get to hear us be wrong.
Yeah.
Mm. Or hear me be right.
You hear the wrong live.
And you know that's the like basis of the whole Steam thing. I really have no idea what else happened this week.
So wait, don't we have some questions based on this, Gabe, that you can
Steam?
Dig up?
Maybe. I don't know. I asked for them yesterday.
It's and then you took time. And then you took a 15-hour nap.
All right.
Gabe asked a diddle.
Yeah, man.
This is what his job is now.
Dear God.
Kid diddling. Gabe Philbin, head kid diddler.
Alright, so based on the Steam thing, Prototype asks, SteamOS, can it compete with Windows since Linux has such a high barrier to entry even though it's free? I think this will definitely make getting Linux like more appealing. You know, like Linux right now is just kind of that other thing that's like really simple.
Linux is the thing that idiots can't figure out because Ubuntu, you know, is set up specifically so idiots can figure it out because it has a desktop and everything. Oh.
Yeah, but I think user friendliness is something to, like, obviously has to be considered at any time.
It's just
if
like,
you
it's
want something to be successful. Yeah, apparently.
What's with this whole user interface things?
Why would you even need that? I can just type things and then things happen.
No, they're great. They have, I mean, it's not like
I don't know shit about Linux.
The terminal. They have a desktop and everything.
It separates the men from the nerds.
Yeah, I've never used
no,
that.
That's
I have
Gentoo.
No idea what it looks like.
Who?
Is that an anime?
That's hentai.
Have you been hanging out with Calvin Dillon? You and your anime. Yes.
I hate anime.
He's been hanging out on his subreddit.
Well, I definitely think that having like Steam, just like the brand name of Steam, makes like Linux a whole lot easier to get into for people. Especially if it has like this kind of functionality that they're
promising. I don't
promising.
Think it's easier to get into, but it's more appealing to get into.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh, okay. Because people are like, "Oh, wow, this one's actually made for games." Because the question before is, yes, not a lot of people supported Linux, especially with making games. Mm-hmm. Do I think the major companies are going to embrace it? maybe. They're going to be like, but we want to stick with what we know.
Steam says they have skills. Companies working on extra, like, stuff.
Yeah. Not all companies are going to embrace it, though. Because it's a new operating system, just like a lot of companies are hesitant to code for Mac, or whatever their OS is called.
Mm.
I think it's Thundercat. I think is the new one.
Are they go?
Yeah.
Thundercat, the new Mac OS. Lion-O.
See, I don't know. What was
Mac
Mountain
OS
Lion,
Chitara.
OS, whatever. I hope more companies embrace it. I think this is a step in the right direction, having a major, like, well, okay, how many distribution platforms do we have on PC? Origin, Steam, GOG, a few others. Steam's the biggest. To have them fully embrace Linux is huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, this is a big step forward for Linux. Like, but they're all sorts of happy about this.
That penguin is throwing a party tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That penguin is still hungover this morning.
Shit.
Now you're all picturing a hungover penguin, huh?
No. I'm not. All right. And other question from Brian Bell. Let's see. He asks, which is bigger news, SteamOS or Microsoft partnering to create a new console for China?
What? I didn't even know about that.
Ryan just told us.
I was just talking about it earlier.
I was probably pooping.
Yeah, it sounds like it's hard to tell if that's exactly what it says. Develop game and related services. I don't know exactly what that means. I mean, I guess it could be. I can't see it being like a China specific console.
I'm sorry. Rachel just tweeted a picture to Dylan of all of his known aliases on Steam. Dilanosaurus, Lebronica, Kwanza Kobe, Dilanosin Batical, Dr. Raw Dog, Mormon Jesus, Dilana Literally Hitler, Dilana Shark Week, Jolly Jordan, and Mango Sentinel.
So add any of those to your Steam library and you will find Dylan.
I didn't know you could do that. You can
see all like known aliases. Yeah, like
we'll haunt you forever, Dylan.
Minor, Kermit Unchained, Boxing Day Barkley, Sex Robot. I am Babby for I am many Babbies. I am Babby for I am many Babbies spelt differently. King Babby of Babylon. King Babby. Nothing's the matter, Harris. F you. Password is Taco.
Oh man.
And Munch Makuchi.
Dilana Sinbatical.
Oh god, this just made SteamOS way better.
Oh man. No, not even all my names are on there. That's not even all of it. Where's Jeff Goldblum's biggest fan? Or Jeff Goldblum's biggest pan?
Yeah, like Pandemonium and
Alibaba and the 40 Pans.
I think at one point mine was International Panda Crisis. God damn it, Steam's amazing. Like, Harris is just Woodrow Wilson. Oh, God. Yeah, the SteamOS just got way more interesting.
Caesar has also played as.
So yeah, what do you think's a bigger announcement, SteamOS or?
I think right now SteamOS, because we have an idea of what it is. Like, this is what fuck. Who knows? I mean, China's obviously a gigantic market,
and if they can say China's obviously Asian.
Well, okay, that too.
That's racist,
but it's a huge market if they could get into it and really. But it's one of those things, like, if it's not tied to the one brand, like, are we really ever going to hear about it? Like, Microsoft could be making crazy money there, and you might not ever know it. It's like how we're like, oh, the Xbox won this generation, and then you look at other countries, and you're like, well, it sold like crap here and here, and so I don't. Like I said, it could just be them making a ton of money in China, but I don't know that it would be relevant to us if it's a different console altogether, or some other service altogether.
Yeah, because China has tons of consoles; they're all just knockoffs.
Yeah, so it's, you know, just a question: are they going to brand it with? Are they going to put the one branding on it? Is it going to be a one? Is it, like, I don't
Xbox
know.
Two.
I think definitely right now the SteamOS is probably bigger news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's all the questions we got revolving around Steam.
Okay. So what else, guys? You guys been enjoying some GTA?
I've waited like an hour.
Oh really? I didn't even. I felt like that would be the thing, like the first thing you say when you got into the Skype call. Is like, I got GTA, or like tweet about it or something.
It defeated him. He's destroyed.
He's given up.
It must break him, and then it
now,
did.
Now that
he
has it, the dream's gone.
He's like, I don't even want to play it now.
He got burned.
This game's stupid.
Harris was actually telling me today how he was playing GTA, and he was playing as Trevor, and was driving like that, like the moped. What's it called? I don't know if it's still called Fagio in GTA 5, but that's what it was in GTA 4. He was driving that as Trevor and just pulled up to someone on the highway. And Trevor just started saying, "Hey, you! We're scooter buddies."
Trevor is funny. Like, he just says random shit like that. And like the thing that made me think of Dylan was when I was playing in a mission and you're shooting people and he just screams, "You're all fucked! And I'm fucking ya!"
He also texts you saying diddle, so...
He also what?
Spot on.
He also texts you saying diddle, so...
It sounds like some I do, too. fucking crackers.
He definitely has the most personality in the game, like, compared to... At least this far, compared to, like, Michael and Franklin.
Calvin.
Like, Mike, Franklin.
Calvin.
Don't like Franklin at all.
Yeah, really? They're kind of, I mean, they're both kind of lame characters. Like, they...
Well, Michael's all right. I mean, he's definitely an archetype, but I find him interesting. I think Franklin's so uninteresting.
Yeah,
he's bland
at all. Yeah,
is that what you're saying? He's bland.
Yeah,
kind of. I mean, yeah, he's almost there. It's just like,
he's just like
some filler
hey,
space.
I want to get out of here, thug life. he's a yes sir, no sir guy. He's basically the every other GTA character from the past.
Yeah,
would
exactly.
Take orders.
Yeah, like when I was watching you play, he was always just kind of like an errand boy.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's just always kind of there on the side. Like, I don't know. I mean, maybe he gets more interesting later, but so far.
But
I
saw a video that made a good point about GTA 4 that Nico was no different. You know, like this game is the first one where like there's characters that are making their own decisions. You know, they're going on their own heists, their own missions.
Yeah,
it's not like you just go back and back again and again and again and take orders for somebody for no reason.
Well, I also think it's cool that they're doing it like, okay, so they have that typical GTA character, but then like the people giving him orders are you also, like you get to control those people. So it's like,
right.
That's what's cool about the three pronged thing. Although I guess I don't know how far Trevor, I'm not terribly far into Trevor, so I don't know how he eventually, I mean, you know immediately kind of how he ties into it, but I don't. He hasn't interacted with any of the other characters yet.
Did you do the infamous torture sequence yet?
I don't think so.
Yeah, they've written it up. There's like a torture sequence that's been getting a lot of press. Or not a lot of press, but
I wish they wouldn't talk about it so much.
Do,
I think
you
it'd be,
have to do like waterboarding. Because
I kind of wish I would have went into that as a surprise. Oh well.
I actually did. Like, I played it, and I was like, this is really uncomfortable. Like,
well, there you go. Surprise, Dylan!
Well, the first encounter, I won't say what happens, but, like, the very first encounter, like, the very first time you see Trevor, it's incredibly uncomfortable. Like,
yeah, yeah,
the whole
definitely.
That whole opening scene with him is very uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not even there yet, please.
Well, that's what I said. I'm not going to say what happens.
I like going into the... I would have liked to go into that... I guess the torture scene without any preconceived notion.
That's what you get for spoiling Infamous 2. Karma, baby.
Cole's totally dead.
Wait, what?
Oh.
Every time we do that, I like to think that we have some new listener who hasn't played. Who's like just bought Infamous 2 today,
and then he's like, "I'm gonna
sit down and play Infamous 2 and listen to my new favorite podcast." Oh, you sons of bitches!
I honestly think we need a big disclaimer before every episode that everything's spoiled and fuck you.
Don't listen to this episode if you don't want Infamous 2 spoiled for like the 8th time in our podcast series.
Warning, fuck you.
Warning, I'm gonna talk about Blackbeard Jesus and fucking Final Fantasy. Fuck that game.
There was a new trailer for Lightning Returns. It was a really good looking trailer.
Yeah,
of course it was.
You know what game looked good too?
Dylan?
Infamous 2?
and then it was pretty good.
What
Final
happened
Fantasy
in it?
13 looked good. And you know what it was?
Not.
It was shit.
poop, like from a butt.
Like from a butt.
That I'm running. Man. I'm running Linux off Final Fantasy 13. I plugged it into that shit, and it was like.
It's like I must have missed some crazy shit in 13 too, because that trailer, they're like, they have like weird powers.
Didn't it end on a cliffhanger?
I don't know. Maybe. Let's,
Gabe, buy it for me for my birthday.
Yeah. We'll play through Final Fantasy 1 or 13 1 and 2 for extra life. Donate now.
Man, you guys gotta hype up that angle. You guys gotta start getting your donations and sign up.
When is it?
November or something.
Is that a Saturday or something?
It's a Saturday. Yeah, Saturday morning to
Sunday.
Shit, morning.
I hope I don't have work. Shut that up. Suck.
I
best
I
request
won't have
that
work.
Off.
Just... Oh my god.
Yeah, I shouldn't have work.
That's gonna be miserable.
I'm gonna love it. I'm gonna have a lot of fun.
Yeah, you guys keep this in mind. Actually, now if you go to because
we have a page.
Yeah, there's a Game Over Nation page, like team page, where you can find at least me right now.
I don't think I'm on it at all, just because I never know if I'm gonna have shit get in the way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you want to see Dylan and Gabe do that, be sure and toss some money.
toss it towards Ryan's page for me, just because.
Why not me?
Or
you don't have a page yet either.
Well, I will. Jerks.
Yeah, just put it towards Ryan's page. Cause...
Jerk store called, and they're all out of you. We're going with Jerk store!
Alright, let's move on to some quest hubs.
Alright.
Alright, Brian Bell, does Microsoft getting into China kill the PS4? In China, I'm assuming.
I guess we can discuss that already.
Was the PS4 coming out in China? I didn't think any consoles.
I don't think that's.
Yeah,
I think that's kind
of. I think that's
the point,
like the big deal
like...
of it.
As far as I knew, they've always made their own consoles over there.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of his point. Yeah, like,
you can't kill what's never been alive. Yeah.
So and even... the answer is yes. If Microsoft makes a console over there, they're going to make a killing because they're going to be the only one over there.
Yeah, well, and the thing is, like, even in this, like, they're having to partner with a Chinese company. Like, they're not just letting Microsoft in.
Yeah. Which is smart.
It doesn't kill the
PS4.
It certainly wouldn't kill it here. Like,
it's smart for Microsoft, too, because how else are you going to breach that market? It's a huge market.
Yeah.
That's probably the biggest untapped.
Well,
it
just, like,
is the biggest untapped market.
Yeah, and like I said, it's one of those things where. They could be making a killing over there, but we probably won't hear about it if it's a different console.
We probably won't know. I don't think it get reported on very much.
This holiday season's headlines.
China gets Half-Life 3, and they're the only ones.
Xbox One and Chinese exclusive.
It won't affect us at all, and we won't give a shit. But yeah, I think Microsoft's going to make a fucking killing there.
Yeah. Okay. Who is excited to get Rayman Origins for free tomorrow? So for today, because it's a PlayStation Plus game.
Ooh. Oh, I didn't know it was coming out for free on PlayStation Plus. I'm about to buy the Wii U version.
Oh, that's Legends.
Oh, yeah, that's
Origins.
I've already got Origins in.
Oh, yeah. I've already got Origins on PC.
We already have it, all of us. So no,
that's awesome.
We're actually all pissed.
Yeah, we're all super angry now.
Yeah, that game was so good. Oh, man, I love it. It was. Shut the
fuck
up!
What the fuck is that?
Someone is drilling into Gabe's apartment.
Sounds like a helicopter and an airplane banging.
I want my air mattress back.
Alright, let's see. How is Dylan, Prototype asks you, how are you coping without GTA 5?
How the turntables. So I did a lot of things I regret over the weekend.
Like not playing GTA 5?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to go into that any further. Because I've got it now.
Yeah.
And I can take back all the things I did this weekend by not thinking about it.
Alright, what is your favorite vehicle to drive in Grand Theft Auto? Oh. I haven't played 5, but Javi drove this awesome, like, sand buggy.
Yeah. So that's I took a Jeep into the mountains. Like I drove it up the mountain, and then I got on a motor. I found some people up there, and I held them up with the gun, and they ran. I thought they jumped off the mountain. I was like, "What the fuck?" And then I looked out, and they were just able to walk in this really awkward sprinting, floating thing down the side of this super steep mountain as they ran off. I was like, "Oh, all right." Well, then they had some dirt bikes there, so I took them. I took one, and then I drove it down into this redneck city, and then I stole a crop duster, and then I flew it back to the big city and landed it at the airport, and then the cops showed up and killed me. They were not happy when I entered the airspace of that big airport.
Is this if this is over any GTA, it would be the jetpack from San Andreas or the Infernus from Vice City?
Wait, what was the question?
What is your favorite vehicle to drive in Grand Theft Auto?
That dude was fucking awesome.
The helicopters in GTA 4.
Those were fun.
Because they were so terrible.
The tanks were really good at them. The tanks were fun in some of them when you turn the turret around and use it as like a booster.
I'd say about like 60% of my time played in Grand Theft Auto 4 was that like free roam, that like lobby with friends, and we would just get helicopters and then crash into each other with them and see who could last the longest.
We would die hard it and crash car like ramp cars into the helicopter.
I spent a lot of time in San Andreas with low gravity trying to see how far I can fly in the sky with a tank. By just like finding a hill sky. And just shooting.
I will say this, in GTA 5 the motorcycles with Franklin are really fun to drive. Like
dude,
that
driving
that,
with Franklin at all is awesome.
Yeah, like kicking in his ability when you're running from the cops, like, because it doesn't slow your car down as much as the others, and you can turn super sharp without like any consequence.
Yeah, I was wondering what's
just like real
skills?
Life.
Because Franklin's skill is ridiculously good. I liked it. I haven't played the other characters yet, so I don't know.
Like playing as him, I did the first racing mission, which I usually loathe. I hate those fucking missions in GTA.
Those are pretty bad.
But playing with him was a lot of fun. You're like going at stupid speeds where you could never make that sharp a turn that you're supposed to take. Then you just activate his skill and whoop, just go right.
Yeah,
through.
Yeah, like it's nothing. And with Trevor, he has like a combat ability where. He takes way less damage and deals more damage, and the only problem I found with that is that if you're taking cover behind a vehicle and you accidentally clip said vehicle, it catches on fire real easy, because he deals a lot of damage with that turned on.
I saw a clip of Trevor, like, jumping out of an airplane, like a flying airplane, and just, like, falling and falling and falling, and then he activated that, like, rage mode right before he hit the ground and was totally fine.
And I don't even know what Michael's is.
Is
he activates
shooting?
Bullet time.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's Max Payne.
He's Max Payne, yes.
But he can't dive, so it's lame.
That would be pretty cool. But alas.
Franklin sounds the best, honestly.
Yeah, Franklin sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, the that
Trevor's
is
essentially
crazy.
That, like, the, like, Borcha bloodlust thing in Mass Effect multiplayer.
Like Javi's not even kidding, like, with those turns. You can be going full speed, activate it, and you can basically just point the car whatever direction you want it to go, and you don't lose any speed. Deactivate it, and you're just full speed still.
Wow. That's pretty powerful.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Huh. Okay. Cool. I'm excited to play it. I only put an hour in. I did the chop mission, and that was where I turned it off.
I got really obsessed with getting Michael's agility or stamina, all the way up.
He's just running around.
I literally had him run to every destination. I've had him run all the way across Los Santos.
At least get a bicycle or something.
Well, I don't know where to find one. Like, I had a couple missions end with one next to me, but
go down to the pier, and you can rent them.
Yeah,
and there's a bunch of them down there.
But his stamina is all the way up now, so it's all good. I gotta figure out how to up their strength, though.
Oh, so it has the stats thing like San Andreas did?
Yeah, but it's not really affecting how he looks. I wanted him to get all buff
Oh, so it's not like you eat a lot, and so CJ would get super fat.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping. Yeah,
I'm trying to think because there was. I'm trying to. They had a point where they said how to. I think the gun range helps with strength, actually.
What?
Yeah. All that kickback.
Whatever.
Double check that. I could be wrong, but I could have swore that was one of the things that it worked on there.
No, I don't think so, because there's like a shooting or an aiming.
Yeah, there is a shooting one. Oh, what was it? I don't remember. What are some of the other dumb activities you can do?
You can probably box or something.
Oh, no, it was golf and tennis. That's what it was. It was golf definitely helped your strength.
Because golf is the most athletic sport.
And it helped your strength. And then also you have the option to walk the course. Like you can just hit a button and go to your ball, or you can just walk the course and get your stamina up.
That's pretty cool. All right. What file sharing services did you use as a kid?
Napster.
Napster when it was still free.
What was it? LimeZilla?
LimeWire.
LimeWire. LimeWire, there was another one that was similar to LimeWire.
Morpheus.
No.
If you that say Kazaa, one. I'm going to be really
yeah, annoyed. It was Kazaa.
Oh, man. I am Kazaa.
I literally used to type in techno remix and then just download every result.
Yeah.
All the techno remix of all the GoldenEye themes.
Dear God.
So stupid.
You had the perfect dark ones, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Napster was great my freshman year of college because that was like...
That was before Metallica was like, no! Well,
not so much that. It was that it was my first experience with broadband, and we had a T1 connection in the dorms. So you just click on a song in a second, and it was downloaded versus right dial-up.
Who's your favorite character from GTA 5? I think we kind of went over this already. Trevor, yeah.
Michael's my favorite.
I think Trevor's my favorite so far.
Trevor's fascinating and hilarious and scary. I agree he's the best character, but I like Mike.
In the trailers, Michael was definitely the one that I liked most.
Hooray.
Yay.
I don't have an opinion yet, so skip me.
And that's all our quest hubs.
Quest
hubs.
Quest wubs.
I don't know what to say.
It's been a fun journey. This episode 103.
We made it. We're not dead yet.
Working on it.
Yep.
We're getting there.
Yeah, I got an AARP card in the mail today, so
you're close
I'm
as fuck.
Real close.
You should get one of those watches or whatever, so if you fall down...
A life alert bracelet?
Help!
I've fallen, I can't get up!
And then you should get a little buddy or whatever the hell it's called.
I don't... What?
Oh my god.
A rascal?
Little rascal.
A rascal.
I'll have Harris get you a coffee mug that says World's Best Dad.
Dude, there's this article I see someone linked on Facebook. Porn sites are advertising the movie Don John before their videos.
My fuck. Porn.
That Joseph Gordon-Levitt porn addiction movie.
I want to see that. I want.
Yeah, I do too.
Wait, my it's a porn body. Addiction movie?
Well, he's addicted
to
porn.
Yeah, he's addicted, and his girlfriend finds out, and she gets really pissed off at him, even though she did porn.
What?
I don't. It wasn't.
That's not in the trailers.
My body, my porn. Gabe's so fucking good at that. I want to record Gabe saying it. And
I don't think I am.
I don't know. Maybe you don't sound like him, but you sound awesome. Porn, my body.
My body, my porn, my car, my boys, my porn. Like that's literally the trailer. Like the second half of that trailer is just Joseph Gordon-Levitt saying, or the first half, he's like, a few things in life I care about: my body, my boys, my ride, my girls, my porn. And he just keeps going through that cycle. And then Scarlett Johansson shows up.
Yes.
And turns his world on its head. Bum bum bum.
Neat.
Don Juan right, in guys. Theater soon.
So is that it for episode 103?
I believe so.
Sounds like it is.
Alright, well, if you enjoyed this show, go to GameOverNation.com, listen to the rest of our episodes.
All 102
of
them.
Go to JonTron's YouTube channel like I'm about to and check out his new video.
What?
Yeah, JonTron's got a new video. 18 minutes, baby.
Oh my goodness.
History of Violence?
History of Violence, I love that movie.
That has
watch
Vigo.
History of Violence.
Vigo!
And Cinemassacre's Monster Madness.
Oh my goodness, it's happening.
It's happening! Alright, let's close this out.
Alright, until next week. Thanks guys, bye.
Bye-bye.